It's your early breakfast with Africa Milani.
It's 10 minutes to 5 o'clock. As soon as somebody lets our next guest in to the Zoom, we'll be able to bring you a conversation on the processes that you need to know when you're about to flip a housing. Now, what is flipping a house? It's you buying either residential property or other form of property, making some improvements and renovations to it, and then selling it for profit. There are some rules of thumb that you need to be mindful of, and we'll be joined by Andrea Tucker, who is the director of Mortgage Me, and joins us on the line now. Andrea, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning. Hi.
Hi. We were meant to be via Zoom. Thank you very much for calling in, rather, and having this conversation. I've given a very sort of layman's appreciation of what flipping a house means, which is very much an American term, by the way. But what is your understanding of what flipping a house means?
So at the most basic level, flipping a house means buying a property, renovating it, improving certain aspects of it so that you can, in effect, sell it for a profit.
And how often does this happen in a South African context?
I think more than we realize. There are people out there that have got the time to do the research, and I want to keep going on about that. This is all about making sure that you have done your research before you make any big decisions. But there are people that have got the time to do the research and are doing this very successfully.
Let's talk then about that research, Andrea. What research do I need to undertake before embarking on such an adventure?
So it is nothing short of an adventure. You need to make sure financially that you're able to cope with the good and the bad of this. The good is that you're able to go through this process quite seamlessly, buy the property, do the renovations, and sell it quite quickly, as well as making sure that you can handle the possible instance where you don't get to do this as quickly as possible, and you might be carrying a property and all the related costs of it for a longer period of time. So check that you are financially able to do this first. And while you are getting yourself financially ready, if you might not be upfront, then it's about doing research. You need to make sure that you are looking in the correct neighborhoods. In effect, you want to buy the lowest value property in a neighborhood that is likely to appreciate the most. So you need to understand what the property market is doing in the particular suburbs that you're looking in. You need to look historically at the maximum values that properties are sold for in that neighborhood, as well as similar properties to the ones that you're looking at, because it's all about the numbers here. And at the same time, if you have got enough time to do all of that, you need to make sure that you've got a decent book of service providers that can assist you with quick renovations.
Yeah, that is essential, because my word, how many calls have I taken to this show of people who started a renovation, not with the purposes of flipping the house, but just renovating or, you know, extending or fixing something, and months, if not years later, they're still busy with it because they just got the wrong suppliers in the first space or instance. And there's then some measure of speculation then that's required, right? For example, I live in Cape Town. I know that parts of Salt River and I suppose Lower Main Road, Woodstock are probably prized to go, I don't know, through the roof as far as improvement, depending on, sadly, things like gentrification and development that goes into into those areas. You almost need to have that information on the ready, don't you, before you make a purchase at the lowest value possible, make improvements, and then sell it at the highest profit available to you.
Absolutely, that is it. And with high risk comes high reward. So if you are willing to take the risk because you are financially stable enough to do so, and then also realize that an exit point might not be a viable one quickly, and you might have to wait a little bit longer to get that exit point. If you can anticipate property values increasing, for example, looking to sell in summer in Cape Town is always better than looking to sell in winter. So there is always going to be an element of risk here, but the reward is also possibly very good on the other side.
What market are we looking at? I mean, the sort of, I don't know, just below a million all the way to perhaps 3-5 million rand bracket seems to me the most active part of the market, or am I reading it incorrectly?
Absolutely, absolutely. Across the country, for the last 18 or so months, we've seen a lot of activity happen in the below 3 million rand space. But when you are looking at flipping houses, you need to look very carefully at the properties that you purchase with the costs involved. And there, as a result of that, the recommendation is to look for properties kind of beneath 2 million rand, because you need to take into account all of the upfront transfer costs of taking ownership of a property, the possible renovation costs that should always include, hopefully, more cosmetic changes as opposed to the structural things, because those are always quicker as well as cheaper. And then the big, bad, scary concept of capital gains tax is something you have to take into account when it comes to buying an asset and selling an asset, hopefully at a profit. And those numbers are a lot easier to understand and calculate if you're looking at the below 2 million rand space.
I was going to ask about that, because I would imagine that the introduction of capital gains tax more than a decade ago now would have perhaps slowed down the flipping of houses as a concept for people investing in the space.
It probably has, but as long as you are factoring that into your calculation up front and not getting a surprise halfway through the process when you realize that you have all of a sudden got to pay a lot of tax on the sale of that asset. Ensure that that is measured and calculated up front, and then it's something that you can plan for.
What works better? Is it standalone houses, sectional title scheme complexes, old office buildings that are being turned into residential? Where in the spectrum would you recommend somebody look at?
Look, each of those different property classes have got their own pros and cons. If you're buying in a sectional title, for example, it's highly recommended that before you sign any document with an estate agent, you've asked for their financial statements. You need to understand how well that complex has been run historically, which will give you an idea of whether there are any potential capital outlays that you need to make as a member of that complex. So get an understanding of that. You are probably safest in a complex that has been well run. The risk is less because you've got possibly a high turnover of stock over the last kind of 12, 18, and even going further back historically. So you can get a good sense of price as well as your resale value. And you've probably also got a number of service providers available to you just simply via your neighbours and the location of where you're in order to get all of those renovations done quickly. But if you're looking at a standalone property, you have got slightly different risks and you've got to possibly understand the suburb a lot better there. So each of them have got their own risk and reward possibilities, and you just need to understand and get a sense from yourself as to what you're willing to take on as a challenge.
And as you say, research, important, particularly if you are going to, because some people do this as a hobby initially, right? They like to play around with the idea of, I don't know, if we knock down that wall, build a wall there, retile it in this way, add that element, we will see an improvement in the value of the property. And half of the time you're going to get it absolutely wrong, and then the other half you're going to get it right. But research is key, as you started off by saying there, Andrea.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I wouldn't recommend going into this process without some proper time to research this and then time to manage the process yourself.
Okay. Andrea, thank you very much indeed for your insights and for your time. Andrea Tucker is the director of Mortgage Me, talking about the phenomenon of flipping houses where you purchase a property at low value, make some improvements to it, renovations, knock a wall there, add a bit of furniture there, and then selling it at a profit. And of course, research being the most important aspect in all of that.